Those people are going to remember and try to help. Soulcatcher is supposed to have a knack for separating wheat from chaff. Also a knack for calling up the kind of supernatural assistance that can pick your particular trail out of a thousand, Willow Swan volunteered. He was present because he had agreed to take care of the Radisha. She was going to be in a state when she awakened and discovered that her demons had caught up with her at last. Bondo Trang wanted to know,
Are you going to flee or not?
The old man was at the edge of collapse. He had been working since before dawn. Can we? I asked.
You could go this instant if the situation became totally desperate. It will be a few hours yet before the barges are completely provisioned, however.
Nobody wanted to go, though. Not just yet. A lot of the men had developed ties. Everyone had unfinished business. That was life. The same situation had come up time and again over the course of the company's history. Sara said, You still haven't gotten Narion to give you the key. I'll talk to him. Is River back yet? No? What about Kindo? How about Pooch and Spiff? We had people running all over on special assignments. Good old One-Eye had sent our last two men, the barely competent Pooch and Spiff, to assassinate Adu the Gate Man, because Mergen had been able to determine that it had been he who had caused all the excitement at the library. More, Adu knew the general neighborhood where I lived. One-Eye informed me,
Kindle Cutter is coming through the web right now. Arjana Drupada appears to be reasonably healthy for a man with a dozen knife wounds. Hang on.
Mergen was whispering something. It was thundering and hailing outside. I could not hear a word.
It started at Simke, Mergen says. Slink! Hit them just as they were starting to pitch camp. Cut them off from their weapons.
Darn! I swore. Darn, darn, darn!
What's the matter with you, little girl?
He should have waited until they tried to do something to the Bodhi tree. This way, nobody will know why we jumped them.
There's why you don't have you a man.
What?
You ask too much. You sent Slink out there to kill some people. Unless you told him it's got to be a show, all our guys allowed to fight only left-handed or something. He's going to do it fast and dirty, and with as little risk to our guys as he can.
I thought he understood.
Did you assume, little girl? At this late stage in your career? You, who's got to run a checklist on lacing your own boots?
He had me, and he had me good. I tried to change the subject. If we decide to evacuate, we're going to have to run somebody out there to warn Slink and tell him where to rendezvous.
Don't try to change the subject.
I turned away. Kindo, does he need medical attention?
Drupada? He's not bleeding that much anymore.
Then let's take him back to meet his new roommate. One eye catching me out had me feeling particularly evil. This seemed like a good time to take it out on the enemy. The rest of you, take real good care of the Radisha. We don't want her coming up with a hangnail anybody can blame on us. Cutter bobbed his head and muttered something under his breath.
Hey, perv.